the leaders of the people here, not Pilate. It says, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. You denied the Holy One and the just and desired in murder to be granted unto you. Now, you'll find that story in Luke 23, of course, verses 14 to 20, if you want to look that up sometime. The murderer that was granted is known as Barabbas, but in early church history, they give us his full name. You know what his full name was? Now, Barabbas just means son of Abbas. That was like his surname. His name was Jesus Barabbas. Isn't it interesting that they let one Jesus go and they crucified the other Jesus? That has all sorts of implications prophetically, of course. Barabbas means the son of the father. Abba is father. On one level, on the more surface level, they would have preferred Jesus if he had come as a murderer. Come and wipe out those Romans so that we can rule the world. Those big bad Romans. You know, that spirit is with us today. And don't just look at the Jews. There's a lot of patriotic people today who would like nothing better than to murder all those bad guys up there that are ruling over us that they think are not so good up there in government. And they think that this is a good godly attitude. Well, I'll tell you something. It's just the same attitude that the Jews had in Jesus' day. Just a different set of enemies, that's all. But it's the same spirit. Let's not have that spirit. Not the Spirit of God. There was no repentance. If they wanted to get out of their situation, they should have had a national repentance. But instead, they thought they didn't need repentance. They thought they were doing pretty good. And if they just did more religious stuff, if they just followed the rituals and cut and dried them so that they had it exact, according to their understanding, they thought that that was all okay. This is what God wanted. This is not what God wanted. They did not know the heart of the Father. And all they ended up doing was preferring a murderer to one who came as a lamb nature. Did not want him. Their own hearts were filled with murder. Yes, so they desired a murderer. But if we could dig a little deeper on this and look at another level, Barabbas also represents all of us. We've all been not only a murderer, let's take it back to Adam. Adam's sin killed everybody. He's the original murderer. Right? He made us all mortal. Okay, it's a slow death for some of us. Sometimes it takes close to a century, but it catches up to us. It always has. So Adam was really the first murderer in that sense. But Adam is also called the Son of God. He's the Son of the Father. Okay, verse 15. And killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Now here's where the message is. Raised from the dead. And that's really the focus of this message. It's not the blame game, really. It's the fact that God has raised him from the dead. The healing was a sign of resurrection. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him that hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And I believe that's prophetic of coming into perfection. He made him perfectly whole, spirit, soul, and body. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. There was a level of ignorance. Ignorance does deceive us, but it deceives us into doing things deliberately. Ignorance, in some case, is no excuse. There's a step beyond ignorance. Of course, if they hadn't really known that he was the Prince of Life, they would not have crucified him. Why didn't they know? Why were they ignorant? Because in their heart they were murderers. And so because that was in their heart, they would bear witness to a murderer. They would not bear witness to the Prince of Life. When we hear the truth, we either bear witness to it or not. Whether we bear witness to it or not is not the proof of whether it is true. Truth does not depend upon who bears witness to it or not. But when the truth is spoken, people will bear witness of it if the truth is in their heart. Because it resonates. They find that all you're really doing when you're hearing truth, when you recognize it, you're drawing that same truth out of your own spirit. And you bear witness to it. I don't teach anything new. What I try to do is teach the truth so that those who have the truth in them recognize what's already in them. I'm not teaching anything new. This has been from the beginning. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. In other words, hey, the Old Testament, the scriptures in those days, had foretold of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It already foretold all this, particularly in the feast days, Passover and wave sheaf offering. Here they have been keeping these feasts for 1,500 years, and every year prophesying these things, and nobody understood it. Even the disciples had a hard time with it. Jesus had to expound upon this after his resurrection and tell them and open their eyes and their understanding to all the things beginning with Moses, with the Passover and Pentecost, and he had to go back to basics. He had been teaching the disciples for 3.5 years, and finally after the resurrection, he had to go back to basics. Isn't that amazing? You know, and I find the same thing. We can teach a lot about